lots of people, you know, don't know or have never seen what I call a real miracle of God. We had a case that I just love to share this testimony. In fact, yesterday I was out at the airport, and of course I've got some little pictures. The big pictures are on the wall in there, so the 8 by 10s. But this is so graphic. Look at that little girl. Isn't she awful? And then, of course, I ask people when I show them the second picture of her, look at that. Isn't she awful? Yesterday, I was sharing this testimony with some people out at the airport, and I said, when I showed this to this young lady, she said, "Oh, my goodness, that little girl looks awful." I said, "Yes, she looks awful." And then I flipped over to the second one. I said, "Look at that." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, this little girl, she looks awful." I said, "What do you think's wrong with her?" And she said, "My goodness, I don't know what that is. It's terrible." I said, "Well, let me tell you what it is." I said, "It was Mama's sin." Now, this girl had a problem with that. She had a real problem with that. Mama's sin. I said, "Yes, that was Mother's sin." I said, "This mother wanted this little child." I said, "In this picture here, she's about 7 years old, 6 or 7. But I said, "This mother wanted this little child." I said, "She went to her husband when she was 39 years old, and her husband was 43 years old. And she asked him, said, 'Honey, before I get too old, I want one more baby. Can we have one more baby?' And he said, 'Absolutely not.' He said, 'I'm 43 years old. And he said, 'I don't want a teenager in high school when I'm 60. Well, now, for a man, that makes sense. You know, for a woman, women think short term. You know, women think about what we're going to have for dinner today. Man thinks about how he's going to prepare for his school, for his children, for his college. You know, that's why God needs a man and a woman in a home. He needs a short-term thinker and a long-term thinker. And when you take part of that out, well, then it don't work. Well, anyway, he said, "No, honey, I don't want no more children. You know, I don't want no more." And so she said, "Okay, I'll do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant." She lied. She did exactly the opposite. She did everything she could to get pregnant. She wanted a baby. So she got off of her pill and everything, and she did everything that would work perfect so she could get pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, it's real easy to say, "Oh, honey, I'm pregnant after all. It must be God's will for us to have another baby." It's easy to blame it on God. Isn't that something? Well, you know, in Proverbs 6:16, the very first thing that God says he hates, he said, "There's 7 things I, the Lord, hate." And you know what the first one of them is? A lying tongue. So here's something that most people don't understand. But when this mother saw or heard my story about Caitlin, she called and said, I know if you will pray for our daughter, she'll be healed. She said, "I've never seen nobody with as much faith. I listened to that Caitlin's miracle." And she said, I just know that she'll be healed." I said, "No, honey, that's not the way it works." I said, "If you got a daughter and she's sick, we got a sin issue somewhere." Well, she'd never heard that concept. Sin? I said, "Yes, without sin, there is no sickness. I have learned that from God's word, and I don't care who you are. I mean, God's no respecter of persons. He can't tell one thing and another. But he said he told us in his word how it works." So I said, "There, we have a sin issue." Well, I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs, and they listened to them for several months. And then, of course, they called me back every once in a while and said, "You know, we found out that this was a sin. We didn't know this was sin. You know, there's a whole lot of things we do that we don't know is a sin." And so, of course, they repented. You know, they were good Christian people. They went to church all the time. They wanted for their daughter to be healed. So they would repent of everything. And then we would pray. And I'm telling you, every one of us at the Living Savior Ministries prayed for this girl. I mean, we prayed. Nothing happened. She got worse. I told him, I said, "You know, I don't know what the sin is that's keeping us from getting the prayer answered, but I said, there's one. I don't know what it is, but I said, there's a sin. I said, I only know one way to find the sin, and that is to petition the Lord. Ask him. He clearly says in his word, call on me and I will answer you." So Richard and Sally began to pray and call on God to tell them what their sin was. And so one morning after they'd been praying for a while, Sally sat up on the edge of the bed and she said, I heard two words, lying and deception. So when she called me, I said, do you have any idea what that means? She said, I do. I said, what happened? She said, well, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him, told him I wanted another baby. And my husband says, no. So she said, I told him I would do everything I could to keep from getting pregnant. But she said, I lied to him. I did everything I could to get pregnant. And then when I got pregnant, I said, it's God's will that we have another child. So she said, I lied and deceived my husband. Now, you think God likes lying and deception? Obviously, he does not. He tells us in his word, he does not. But what most of us don't know, there's a consequence to us breaking his rules. Now, the thing that most people have a real problem with, that God would afflict your children for your sin. That's a real problem. Almost nobody believes that. But the word says that. The word, God clearly said in his word, if you don't obey me, I will afflict you with these sickness and your children. Now, that's something different than most pastors preach in most churches. You don't hear that very often. It's a rare thing that you ever hear. But it makes no difference whether we preach it or not. It's in the book. And I preach it because it's in the book. So I told her, I said, okay, have you asked your husband to forgive you? She said, I have. I said, did he forgive you? She said, oh, yes. He said he didn't want another little girl, another child, but now that we have her and she's 8 years old, he loves her with all his heart. You know, ain't no daddy can have a little girl and raise her up and 8 years old, he can't love her. You know that? He's got to love that little girl, but he sure don't want that little girl sick. So yes, he forgave his wife for what she did to him. I said, did you ask the Lord to forgive you? She said, I did. Well, we know God forgives us because he says he will in 1 John 1:9, doesn't he? If you confess your sin, I'm righteous and just to forgive your sin. How many times? Every time. Never does God ever say no when we repent of our sin? No, never. 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 I said, okay, now then, we can pray the prayer of faith for you. So we prayed the prayer of faith for the little girl, and this is what she looked like in less than 2 weeks. Isn't that awesome? Look how beautiful she is. We asked the Lord to give her a new skin because she had so many scars on her body. She had clawed and scratched for 6 years. Well, she was 8 years old, but she really started clawing and scratching after about a year and a half to 2 years. This really came up on her big time by the time she was two. And her mother had to sleep with her every day to keep her from clawing. She's clawing in her sleep. She's clawing. She was sick. She was scratching, clawing, and they kept repenting of sin and repenting of sin, but she, every time we'd pray, she'd just get worse.
Oh, yeah.
She'd get worse, and I kept telling them, there is a sin. You have to refine it and repent of it. They finally told me, we've repented of everything known to man. I won't ask you to hold up your hand, but how many women in this room at one time or another have told your husband just a little white lie? I mean, everybody has. Let's face it. How many men in here have told their wife a little white lie? Every one of us have. I'll tell you how simple this is. One day Cheryl walked in and I got up that morning and I went in and had my bowl of cereal. She got up in the middle of the afternoon and now she's hungry. She says, have you had lunch yet? First she said, have you eaten today? She meant that I had lunch. And I says, no. In other words, when she said, have you eaten today? I said, no. She's thinking, have you had lunch today? And that's what I'm thinking. And I says, no. Well, what was the question she asked me? Have you eaten breakfast or have you eaten today? She said, have you eaten today? And I said, no. A little bit later, God wouldn't answer a prayer for me for nothing. And I said, Lord, what did I do? Why will you not answer this prayer for this person? He said, you lied to your wife this morning. I said, God, I didn't lie to Cheryl. He said, yes, you did. I said, Lord, what did I do wrong? He said, Cheryl asked you, have you eaten today? And you told her, no. He said, you had breakfast. I said, God, I'm sorry. He said, oh, okay, now I'll answer your prayer. I mean, he means business, doesn't he, Joseph? Lying and deception. And so God struck the child. That scripture, look at this. Deuteronomy 28:27, the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed. Oh, it said the devil will do that, right? Who did it say would do that? You know, boy, that's a real kicker. Whenever you ask people, where does sickness and disease come from? Most people don't have a clue. But if you say, you know, it comes from the Lord. No. Now, if it comes from anybody, it's got to come from the devil. It couldn't come from God. But you know, this Bible, all throughout, it says the Lord. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who made the devil? The Lord. Now, Scripture is very clear. God made the devil. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. There's only one you need to be afraid of. And you know who that is? Our Lord, right, Joseph? I mean, we need to stand in an awesome, reverent fear of our King, right? He is an awesome, mighty God. But you know, to think about how merciful our King is. Although he had struck this little girl, Jenna, with this disease. And after we found the sin. That's just like Dave. Dave had eczema. Only thing different between Jenna and Dave, Dave had it 40 years. If you have not seen his DVD, we got a DVD back there called Sickness is Satanic Oppression. And that first hour on that healing school is Dave giving his testimony of how he got healed with graphic pictures. Now, he looked like that too, only worse. I mean, I don't know if he looked any worse than she did. He was bad. He was really, really bad. What? He didn't like it. I guarantee he didn't like it either. Yeah. But Dave was sick for 40 years. 40 years. And then he happened to meet me. You know, and I told him that God, if he'd do what I told him to do from God's Word, God would heal him. I guarantee it. And you know, he's just like everybody else. You know, he don't say anything. But in his heart, he looks at me and says, you know, that man can't guarantee God will do anything. But can we guarantee God? I mean, if he said it in the Word, will he do it? I mean, God can't tell you a lie. He's not going to say one thing and do something else. He's going to do exactly what he said in his word.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.